It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The Wisconsin Army National Guard is citing a significant drop in new recruits and enlistment trends dipping to new lows, reflecting some broader trends. We peel back the layers with your questions and comments about the National Guard and its missions. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hellenbrand is Recruiting and Retention Battalion Commander for the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Lieutenant Colonel Hellenbrand, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, take us inside this issue. What is going on with these enlistment trends?
Absolutely. I've been in this role as the Recruiting and Retention Commander for just about 5 months now, but so there's a plethora of factors that are impacting us with recruitment right now. And I'm sure that you and our listeners are aware of the fact that this isn't just a Wisconsin National Guard problem. It's actually a Department of Defense-wide problem. But I'll talk specific to the issues we're seeing here locally in Wisconsin. And so I'd say the main issue here is that the National Guard, we've been, although we're located in 70 communities across the state of Wisconsin, we have really been less visible and participatory in our communities over the past several years. We implemented security measures at our armories after 9/11, and then, of course, we all put up barriers and closed our doors as a result of the COVID-19 mitigation. So being unseen it has resulted in an impact that many of our neighbors just don't know us anymore. They don't tend to know people who serve in the National Guard. They don't know about our mission, and they don't necessarily know what we do or why we're important.
If I could push back there for a moment, I mean, looking back at 2020, a historic year for the National Guard. There is civil unrest, Guard called up. There is a really scary new pandemic, and the National Guard stepping in so many logistical ways and other ways I might not even be aware of. But to me, that is very much visible in terms of how I saw the National Guard. What do you make of that?
I'm so glad that you saw it that way. And I think that the public did too. We were really, we were a very flexible force for the state of Wisconsin in so many ways. You know, also we helped with keeping the polls open with election support. Mm-hmm. We assigned medical professionals to fill critical care gaps in our facilities, the COVID testing, the vaccination, so many awesome missions that we conducted in order to support Wisconsin. So we were really visible, like you said. What we weren't able to do, though, was to continue our recruitment efforts during that time frame. Our schools closed, our communities closed and stopped having events. And so we really lost our momentum when it came to recruitment.
Can you throw out some numbers for us? Where are your recruitment numbers currently in relation to your goals?
I can. Unfortunately, we are already 25% behind mission this year. We're actually on pace to end our year about 50% short of our recruitment mission. And this adversely impacts our organization's readiness. And readiness means our ability to respond to state and federal missions.
And if you could go more deeply into that, how does that translate to readiness? How does that translate to workloads?
Well, whenever we have less soldiers, the workload is greater on the individuals who we do have. Additionally, we are really becoming a more flexible and agile organization, and we're offering flexibilities to our soldiers in times of activation and as well as in times of them just reporting for duty. We're offering alternate training and drilling options. We're offering them opportunities to serve virtually. And we're also redefining what hardship means. So sometimes we've got service members who need to take a knee and or who shouldn't be called upon to activate on short notice because of maybe childcare issues or a really demanding career outside of the military. And so we lose the opportunity to have flexibilities and to give those types of flexibilities to our soldiers in times of need here locally or even nationally.
I think the messaging in the past, though, has really been steeped into us 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year. Do you find then, as I hear about your using the word more flexibility, has the Guard been too inflexible in the past with its commitments for drills?
We were 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year, and I got to live that for many years of my earlier service. But I would say that really since 9/11, we've been relied upon more so locally and nationally and more regularly. So I think that we've had these mission requirements, and they've been quite demanding. So because of who we are and what we stand for, mission accomplishment was so important to us that we didn't necessarily understand how to exercise flexibility for our force. And maybe we were too stringent. I know even as a junior leader, I didn't understand that I had the ability to exercise flexibility for my soldiers until I got a little bit older and more senior and really, really effective that helped me become a better leader. And in fact, becoming a parent has really helped me become a better leader too. So now I understand what our part-time soldiers are trying to do as they work to balance their work, their life, and their military. And it is not easy. Everyone is so busy these days, and we're very demanding. So I think that we've all learned over the years, and in particular over the last few years when we've activated over and over again in support to Wisconsin's COVID response, that I would say we've seen the light and we've become a far more flexible force than ever before.
Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hellenbrand with us, Recruiting and Retention Battalion Commander for the Wisconsin Army National Guard, as we look at recruitment challenges and get your thoughts along the way, your questions as well at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. I'm wondering about the questions around when the Guard is called up and the responses to the actual missions you've been on, which have had much more visibility in the pandemic and in civil unrest. How do you think people have responded in ways who have voiced concerns about how the National Guard is being used at the local level?
Well, you know, the citizens of Wisconsin are entitled to their opinion about the military and politics, et cetera. And I think that Wisconsin is quite a polarized state at this time. And so people have an opinion about the way that their military has been used, whether good or bad. But what I really want to say is that although we feel supported by our communities and neighbors, survey data tells us that these days Wisconsin citizens have a really low propensity to serve. In fact, among the lowest in the entire nation.
Why do you think that is?
Well, that visibility piece that I talked about before is one major issue. But we also have, in order to join the military, it could be quite intimidating, just the thought. If we already don't have high propensity to serve, then probably people aren't interested in learning and listening about what the Guard has to offer. So it's intimidating. Serving is a selfless commitment, and it's also a time commitment. We have tough training requirements that are both physical and mental, can be really intimidating to think about joining the military. And then, of course, our mission is potentially dangerous, too. We also have really rigorous enlistment standards. So in order for us to even qualify people, we're pulling from a small category of talent in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, we're limited by age, by medical and physical and body composition standards. We have relatively high obesity rates. We have to have people pass the ASVAB test, And then we've got moral and legal standards as well. So there's a whole bunch of red tape that keeps us from qualifying people into the force, which makes it tougher on us as well. And then, of course, the economy is impacting us too. We have a really low employment rate here in Wisconsin, and I'm sure you know, a really high labor participation rate, which yes. means that there aren't a lot of people seeking employment lately.
Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hellenbrand, the Wisconsin Army National Guard's Recruiting and Retention Battalion Commander, call in with your questions, your comments about the National Guard, 800-642-1234. Your experience is welcome as well. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Army National Guard is speaking out about a sharp decline in new recruits enlisting for service, and the outlook for this year is not much better. Call in with questions, your reaction to the National Guard recruitment concerns, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. We have Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hellenbrand, the Guard's Recruiting and Retention Battalion Commander. Let's bring in Paul in La Crosse. Hi, Paul. What is your question?
Hi. Thank you for answering. I was just wondering, my brother was in the Army Reserves several years back, but I was just wondering, has basic training has changed at all, or has it remained pretty much the same for recruitment?
Paul, thank you for that question. Lieutenant Colonel Hellenbrand.
Thank you, Paul, and thanks to your brother for his service. Yes, the basic training has drastically changed and adapted. We really, the structure of basic training remains the same, where it is very structured, very disciplinarian, physically focused, but also the military has a really significant focus on overall wellness and mental fitness now too, as well as teaching leadership in ways that invite vulnerability and emotional intelligence. And so these are some things that I did not receive many years ago when I went through basic training, and I'm happy to report that we're adapting in ways that is producing multidimensional leaders out of basic training these days. It's still really hard. It's still really challenging, and it's tough for especially young folks to be away from home, but it's a short period of time that changes people for life.
I wonder, walking in two different worlds a bit here, I mean, what should employers know about their workers who juggle their service in the National Guard with a full-time job and being called to active duty or a longer deployment? These are like two different worlds.
They really are, Kate. Thanks for recognizing that. So what is really interesting is, number one, the value that our soldiers bring to the table as an employer, a few things. So generally, we're highly educated, we're drug-free, we are structured and organized, and we live by the Army values. We work well in teams, we accept challenges very well, and we're good at conflict resolution. Also, that our military service is protected legally, so that they have a responsibility to support our soldiers when duty calls. So generally speaking, this just it impacts employers when we're not in a pandemic. It impacts employers very little. When we only drill on one weekend a month and about 2 weeks in the summer, it has lesser impact on our employers. Although the COVID pandemic has definitely exacerbated impacts to employers over the past few years, our organization is working hard to get back to some semblance of balance for employers so that they can support their soldiers on and after they've served on duty.
Let's bring in another call. Amy is joining us from Madison. Amy, what's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you, Lieutenant Colonel Hellenbrand. This has been really interesting. I was just wondering, I have two children who are getting close to college age. Are there any benefits or things that you could talk about that would balance kind of the challenges you've already described, some tangible benefits for them if they were to join?
Yes, Amy, absolutely. Thanks for that question. We have bonuses and pay for our soldiers. We've got college incentives. And in many cases, these school benefits can be transferred to spouses and children, which is an incredible benefit. We've got great insurance. But we really realize that the monetary incentives are only part of a person's motivation. And many young people are not really thinking about how they're going to pay for college if they choose to, or really what's next tangibly. They have to have something special that calls them to serve, and they have to believe in selfless service and teamwork. We also will offer split training options, which is unique to the National Guard, and that means that for individuals who want to go to college, they don't have to miss or delay college. They can actually go to basic training, come home, do a year at college, and then the next summer go to their skills school and then come home and continue college. This is an example of what I did back when I was junior, and I graduated right on time with my peers and colleagues, and I didn't have to miss anything. So these are some of the options that we offer. But I guess another thing that I would also really like to highlight is the unique challenges and the leadership training that we receive. It's quite incredible. And it really has, for me and for many of us, it has shaped us as we've grown up. It has changed the trajectory of our whole lives. For me, I would say that my drive is uniquely high, and I have a mental toughness that really, it gives me the confidence that I need to deal with any challenge in life.
Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hellenbrand with us, Recruiting and Retention Battalion Commander, as we talk about recruitment efforts within the Wisconsin Army National Guard. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Dwayne in Wausau. Dwayne, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Good morning. It was interesting that this was on today, topic, because this morning I read on my newsfeed, a Republican senator is introducing legislation to allow potential recruits that maybe have seen a mental health expert when they were like in high school or for like, you know, ADHD or a host of other things that were a no-go to serve. And they're going to try to look at that and change that. And that would bump up recruiting. And as far as people getting, you know, going into the service, I was in Army, I have a son in the Navy and son in the Air Force. It's such a small window of time in your life, but it will reap benefits for ever, you know.
Dwayne, thank you so much. And, you know, looking at legislation that would perhaps loosen some of these strict regulations, Lieutenant Colonel Hellenbrand, what do you make of that?
Thank you, Dwayne, for your service and for your question. Great topic. So in the past, any applicant who'd been seen for behavioral health or was prescribed any medication for behavioral health would be automatically disqualified. And that is not the case these days. So now we have a waiver process that will allow applicants to be considered medically and can be qualified for behavioral health type care, for seeking that type of care. So I'm excited to report that we are more progressive that way. And internal to the military, we are smashing stigmas attached to behavioral health. We have so many services for our service members, and we talk openly about, especially as leaders, we talk openly about our own struggles and our own paths to seek care and that balance and that overall wellness.
I want to circle back to workforce issues, because last year more than 150 Wisconsin National Guard members, they completed the CNA training, the Certified Nursing Assistant, you know, to really address the nursing shortage specifically in nursing homes. Is the Guard's mission to fill workforce crisis gaps, you know, being affected by lower, you know, recruitment numbers?
We are very proud of that CNA program that we stood up on very, very short notice with the help of DHS. and their and our soldiers' accomplishments when they went and functioned in these CNA capacities. And some of them went on to serve as CNAs in their full-time capacities, as well as it opened a door for them to become other medical types of professionals. So that was a great program. No, not necessarily. Our mission is not necessarily to fill those gaps, but in Wisconsin's time of great need, I can say very proudly that we adapted and overcame missions at the request of our governor in ways that we are all very proud of. We are a versatile workforce. We are multidimensional, as I mentioned before. That's unique to the National Guard.
We're out of time. Lieutenant Colonel Hellenbrand, thank you for joining us.
You're so welcome, Kate, and thank you to all of our listeners.
Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hellenbrand, Recruiting and Retention Battalion Commander, you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.